with Excellence podcast featuring Superintendent Dr. Sandra Wood of LaPorte Community Schools. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. Although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. You'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Sandra Wood. Welcome, Sandra.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So glad to have you. We are actually at EPIC, which is a professional development opportunity that you are participating in, learning a little bit more about business practices. And so we're in Greenwood, Indiana at one of our partners, CMRCC, and just great opportunity to talk a little bit more about LaPorte and about Dr. Sandra Wood. So tell us about LaPorte. Where are you located? What's the community known for? What should people know?
Sure. So LaPorte is a city in LaPorte County. And we are on the upper northwest corner of the state. So we're about 15 minutes away from Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. So just about as close as you can get to the northwest corridor there, yeah. Before going up into Michigan. So, we are a large district in geography. Okay. So I would describe our district as being pretty diverse. We obviously incorporate the city of LaPorte, which is the second largest city within LaPorte County. And then geographically, we also span a good chunk of LaPorte County. So we have a number of elementary schools in rural areas. So we sort of are a mixed district. I think we're about 170 square miles.
Wow.
So that makes things really interesting at this time of year.
With because snow and all
we get all the snow from Lake Michigan, so yeah. We have a lot of lake effect. And then what'll happen is those lake effect bands will set up in one small area, and with 170 miles in the district, you can have blue skies and sunshine in part of our district, and yeah. We have to call a cancellation because another part of it, our buses can't make it down the roads.
I bet so, those are tough phone calls to yeah. receive when somebody's looking out, they can see their green grass and the sunshine.
Yep, it's been a bad one this year too. This winter's been tough, so it's been challenging, and I'm hoping that we're almost on the other side of it, but yeah, we are definitely a unique district in our geography for sure.
So close to Lake Michigan, are you a lake person? Do you like to go visit the lake? Is that something that you and your family do?
Yeah, we do a little bit, but maybe not so much as others. We haven't really gotten into any of the lake sports. We don't do boating or anything sure. like that. We're more of a go sit in the sand on the beach kind of family. So
now you have two young children.
I do.
And they're both in your schools.
Yes.
What's it like to be the superintendent and a mom of children in your schools?
You know, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I would say that first. There are definitely times, though, that it brings challenges, but also times that it brings opportunities. I see things differently.
Sure.
From my perspective than, you know, even some of our other administrators and some of our other leadership team, because I'm kind of in it firsthand, and my kids are young. So right now we're in preschool and first grade. So we're just getting started in the journey. And there are definitely opportunities that I've been able to see from my perspective and identify that I think are able to move on in a different way that maybe we wouldn't be able to if I wasn't kind of in this dual role. But it brings challenges too.
Yeah.
You know, there are times that we'll have parents kind of say, like, you don't understand what it's like. And it's, I do understand, but
let me tell you
don't want to turn things around and make it about you all the time. But
perspective is great. When you walk into a classroom, one of your son's classrooms, how do you differentiate between being the superintendent and being when you go to a parent teacher conference, what is that like?
You know, the teachers that we've had have been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so there's not really been when I walk into a classroom, if I'm walking in as superintendent, there's a little bit of that feel, but it doesn't feel awkward. Parent-teacher conferences, I feel like mom. Mm-hmm. You know, like they've done a really great job of differentiating that role. And My older son has Down syndrome, and so we've had to work through, you know, IEP meetings and things like that a couple times a year that we have to do that. And it's just never felt anything except like I'm mom in those situations.
Yeah. There was a, not too long ago, I walked by you in the hallway at a conference and you were FaceTiming your children. you were staying overnight because you're down here in Indianapolis. How do you balance all of the responsibilities and all of the expectations of a superintendent and also being a mom and a wife and just a daughter and all the things that you are?
It's definitely tough in different phases, I would say. So there are times that I feel like I've got it all under control and everything's running smoothly and everything's great. You know, there's obviously also benefits to having the ability to be a leader in, in the district that my children are going to raise up through in their education. Like that's really cool.
Well, and you can make those decisions.
But there's definitely times and periods where things are busy and there are a lot of meetings or there are conferences and I'm away and that, brings a lot of challenges. Technology helps. Like you saw me FaceTiming and that's really, you know, we got the boys' iPads so they can FaceTime separately and we can do that when needed. Also bribery works really well too. I have to bring a toy home with me tonight. But you know, those are just the small things, but you know, ultimately there are sacrifices definitely that have to be made. I'm fortunate. My husband is very supportive. He has a schedule that he can be flexible. And we also have help. We've had a sitter or a nanny that has been with our boys since they were babies. And so she's still part of our life and she helps out tremendously with picking them up from school, driving them where they need to be and staying as late as we need them, need her to stay. So
that's awesome to have that support network.
For sure.
So what brought you to LaPorte?
My kids.
Okay.
My kids, actually. So I previously was at MSD of New Durham Township, which is Westville. The town of Westville is just about 15 minutes away from LaPorte and a very small district, so less than 1,000 students. And so I mentioned that my oldest son has Down syndrome. So when he started in kindergarten, we were enrolled through New Durham Township Schools, but because being part of the special education cooperative, the programming that he needed was at one of the elementary schools in LaPorte. So that was where he was placed. And so we were very, very comfortable and happy about that. But at the same time, you know, you go into education and even, you know, like as a teacher and I waited to have kids until I got through my whole education. So, you know, there was a number of years there, but there was always this thought that my kids will go to school where I'm at, you know, like you go into education and that's just one of the perks of it, right? You get to bring your kids to school with you in the morning and then they come to your classroom or wherever you're at when school gets out. So that was a little bit tough for me that where it was right for him wasn't with me. And so, It's a wonderful school that he's at, and we had a great experience there. But it was within that first year of kindergarten that he was in that elementary school that the position opened up at LaPorte. And at first, I 100% believed that I was not cut out to take that job.
Okay.
I believed it with my entire core being that there was no way that I could apply for that position. And so it wasn't even a thought. You know, I had been at my previous district was less than 1,000 students. LaPorte is, including our preschool and then those cooperative students that are there were just a little bit over 6,000.
Quite a bit bigger.
And even when I was a teacher, I was at South Central, which is also under 1,000 students. So my entire experience, I even went to a small school as a student. My entire life experience was in a very small school setting. And so the idea of jumping into a, you know, larger district felt so overwhelming. But things kept knocking on my door to kind of give me the signal that, like, maybe you should consider this. And I don't think I would have if it weren't for Leo being there. And we knew that we would send our younger son to that school as well, because we want to keep them together. And so, you know, knowing that as long as we're living in LaPorte County, this is where my kids are going to be. It felt like, you know, I could identify some opportunity in some of the things that were going on in the district at the time. And eventually just had the thought of, you know, I can sit here and I can criticize, or I can throw my name in the hat and try to make it a better place.
Yeah, make a difference.
For all the kids, you know, so that's kind of the journey and how I ended up there.
Did you always want to be a superintendent, or no? Is that also one of those things that just opportunity?
It did. You know, I saw that question on here and I've been thinking about it a lot, and it's one of those things that, like, you know, retrospectively, you can kind of look back and sort of see the progression of where my career has brought me. But, you know, when I was in all of those moments, there was never a plan, or never a feeling that, like, this is where I want to ultimately end up. But, you know, I started out as a Spanish teacher, ended up there because I picked up Spanish just to be more marketable, because that was, you know, back in the day when, you know, it was really hard to find your first teaching job. Wanted to teach English, ended up teaching Spanish, ended up in the small school of South Central. And, after a few years, I ended up as, the president of the teachers union. And that was my first little taste of leadership. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, oh, this feels like maybe it fits.
Yeah.
So I thought at the time, you know, maybe this path will lead me to, like, a university setting, or maybe, you know, being part of the teachers union. And that was around, like, the 2009, 2010. And
circuit breaker
there was
coming
a lot
into play and
going
all
on legislatively at the time. And so I was pretty involved in that. And I also had a sense of, like, maybe I want to get involved in something that would allow me to advocate, you know, with legislators or something. So I didn't really know what that looked like. I just knew that I probably needed to jump through the hoop of getting an administrator a license.
Sure.
It felt like a hoop at the time.
Yeah.
And so I enrolled through the program at Ball State, and I was just like, I'm going to get this license and then I'll see what that leads me to. And if I need to be a principal for a couple years to, you know, take that next step, then that's what I'll do. And started taking those classes, and it just really fit.
Mm-hmm.
and felt like that was what I needed to pursue. And then the principal position opened up at South Central right at the time that I finished my license. So that door opened.
Wow.
And I was fortunate to be able to move into that position right out of the classroom. And then a few years after that, I had the opportunity to take to enroll in the IPLI program.
Yeah.
And that program also sort of, you know, started me on the path of the EDS. And I thought, okay, well, and that was also the time that as I started taking the classes for the EDS and eventually my PhD, I also had gotten married and the pregnancy came. And then, you know, I had Leo. And so that year, kind of when I finished my EDS, I was still a high school principal with a brand new baby. And, you know, the demands in a high school principal are intense. And so I thought central office might be a step to take for my family. And I was kind of thinking, you know, curriculum director or assistant soup or something like that. And then lo and behold, the position opened up at Westville, and I decided to throw my name in the hat because it was 10 minutes from my house, and ended up getting that position. And so that's been my journey. I've taken a lot of leaps. I never sat in any assistant roles.
That was a busy year for you when Leah was born.
Yeah.
You were juggling quite
it
a
sure
few
was.
Things.
Yeah.
So thinking about that, and we know the demands on time and energy and emotion are high with a superintendent. What do you do when Sandra wants to relax? So when Sandra wants to get away and not be the superintendent, but mm-hmm. just fill your bucket?
You know, this is kind of an interesting thing for me, is that I wrote my dissertation on introverted leadership, which I think is maybe a unique topic, because it was very personal, and I wanted to write a dissertation that I felt would be relevant for the rest of my career.
Yeah.
And it felt like, you know, finding something that was personal was that. And I think that also I was struggling at the time with, I definitely consider myself an introvert. And so being in the superintendent role is exhausting sometimes.
Yes.
And so there are, you know, when I need that decompression time, it's quiet time. You know, it's like, it's that time after my kids go to bed and I can sit, and sometimes it's in silence.
Mm-hmm.
In a dark room. and you know, sometimes it's a podcast, or sometimes it's bad reality TV, to just be able to turn my entire brain off for a little bit. But I have to do those things too, you know, and there's other, of course, spending time with family is a huge piece. Yeah. But, you know, when I think about re-energizing myself, like, I really have to pay attention to that component, that there is a level of exhaustion that exists with, sort of being the head leader of a district,
right,
when my tendency is to want to stay in my office and not talk to
anybody. Close the door.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. Two more questions. When you think about the future of LaPorte Community Schools, what are you most excited about?
So we have some really great opportunities ahead of us here. And I think, kind of leading into what I just alluded to with, introverted leadership, and I did a whole dissertation on this, so I can talk about it. But I think, I do think that it's brought me some advantages, especially in a place like LaPorte, where it's been run kind of in a larger with a large, organization mentality, and maybe also coming from the small districts has helped me here too. But I've really focused coming into LaPorte on building relationships. And it's really been about, showing that as a school, not only the relationships within our organization, but also the school's relationship with the community has been a huge piece. And, when I talk about what's coming up for us, a huge piece of that has grown out of the initiative for us to be a good community partner, in particular with the city of LaPorte. We have a huge opportunity ahead of us here with a data center project.
Wow.
that was approved actually before I even started in my position.
Yeah.
But through some of the changes and the negotiations that the city of LaPorte has done with Microsoft, they have moved away from an incentive program and now are paying full property taxes.
Wow.
And
unique.
Very unique, trying to build, goodwill in the community, I think. And it's going to be running through a TIF district. And with that, the city of LaPorte and in particular, our mayor, has come forward and has said that they want the school to be the recipient of, whatever can be given to another organization through that TIF district. And so that's going to be a pretty monumental opportunity for us. And I think that the fact that, this is hard for educators because we don't ever want to take credit for what we do, right? But I've reflected on this a lot because this is really like a historical, I think, partnership. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of any other district that has an opportunity like this. And so I've really reflected and like, how did we get here and how did we end up here? And at first I wanted to say, I didn't do anything. It just landed on our laps. And after I really thought about that, that's not true. We did do a lot of work to show that we wanted to ensure that what the school was providing to the community was aligned with the community's goals. And we wanted to be a good partner. We said yes to a lot of opportunities that they came to us with that just hadn't been done before.
Yeah.
There had been a previous mentality of
keep our walls
we're just
up,
doing, we're just doing our thing inside our walls and we don't need anybody else's help. And, coming into the position, I took the approach of if an opportunity presents, we're going to say yes as long as we can.
Yeah.
And through all of that, we built a lot of goodwill with our city leaders. And that's how we ended up in this position. And
how exciting. Everybody's talking about finances and changes to property tax revenues and SEA 1 and, the protected taxes waiver and local income tax. And you've just had this wonderful opportunity that has removed a lot of that stress from your daily operation.
We've gone through three different financial consultants to run the numbers to make sure there's not something we're missing.
Yeah.
Like, is this real? Is this really happening? And it is real. And all of them are saying like, wow, I think you just hit the lottery.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, it sounds like this next question is going to be easy to answer. It's always our last question with our guests. And it's the title of this podcast. So when you think about leading with excellence, what does that mean to you in the context of public education?
I think it's a lot just, sort of what we talked about. It's building relationships. It's, being transparent, being open, and being willing to take risks and step outside the box, step outside of the way things have always been done, and just being a good partner. I think there's lots of ways, of course, you can define excellence, but you know, in some cases you don't know that it's there until it hits you in the face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you know, I just think that it's the small things that lead up to greatness in the end, and taking the time to build relationships, getting out of my office and visiting the schools and talking to teachers, responding to emails that feel like, okay, they're, yeah. We all have those that come through, but taking the time to just help people feel heard.
Yeah.
All of that adds up to, I think, people building buy-in into what we're doing.
Yeah.
And in order to lead, I think you have to have that trust in your community and in your team. And it doesn't happen overnight, but it's the small pieces that you build in to get there.
Yeah. Sandra, thank you for being my guest.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Superintendent Dr. Sandra Wood of the LaPorte Community Schools. Sandra's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.